Provincial Secretary for Danosa in KwaZulu-Natal, Mandla Shabangu. Mandla, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir, and your viewers at home.
Why do you say that the department has not been ready for the second wave and that their reassurances to the public were ill-advised?
Maybe the background to the story will be long for your show, because we come a very long way with the coronavirus since March. We've identified a lot of gaps in our visits in all institutions, gaps ranging from infrastructural gaps, human resource gaps, equipment, and PPE. Now, when we were dealing with the first wave, we identified those gaps and made a report which was saying, where can the department do better? Remember, the second wave then came. There was a break between the first and the second wave. One was expected that during that gap, we would have closed those challenges that we're facing. Now we are seeing the department repeating the very same challenges we're having in the first wave. The first main challenge is when a person gets quarantined or is in isolation, the capacity of the ward remains the same, meaning the ward remains full, but there's no staff. We ask them to have a relief pool which will assist any time where there's a group of people going on isolation. There will be a group of people coming to replace them. Now, we've been saying that since March. Until today, that has not happened. That is the main cause that has caused the collapse, where you find that a lot of patients come to the hospital and there's very few human resources available, doctors, nurses, and other categories, because that part of human resource, which is the center, does not exist. Now, you go to infrastructure. When you look at the oxygen points, in many hospitals, they said they were renovating. One expected that by now, those hospitals which have been renovated in preparation for COVID should have these points that are adequate enough to cater for all patients who might be needing oxygen. But to a point that has not happened to all hospitals. The situation that was in one hospital in Wentworth is the true reflection of that, where you find that in trauma, they were having almost 40, 50 patients waiting for oxygen. But the infrastructure that says we only have 6 points of oxygen where we can connect people. Now, the question is, what are you saying about the rest of the people? Because when infrastructural plan was done, it should have spoke also to say we should have either additional cylinders that will assist people with oxygen if you are failing to install. Then you come to the PPE. We are still shouting about institution which gives a person one mask and say you will use this mask for the whole day, some for the whole week. The question is, are you serious about dealing with the pandemic? Go to screening. It does not exist in many hospitals because there is no coordination when it comes to all these committees that were designed to deal with COVID in preparation of avoiding the high rate of infection to the healthcare workers. So many committees do not sit, which then creates a problem that you can't plan as an institution because you do not meet regularly to identify the gaps, what we call risk assessment in each institution. It does not happen.
And these risk assessment committees are, in fact, required to be in place by the National Department of Health, is it not? It's one of the guidelines on vulnerable employees that are required.
That's what makes us not to understand what is happening with this department, because there is a regulation from Department of Labor that specifies that it is a requirement. Now, we also blame the Department of Labor because there's another department that is just sleeping on duty, because you can't keep on dishing these regulations and don't follow up whether people are complying. Institutions are not complying. They just have, when they report, they say, we do have this committee. But our shop stewards on the ground floor, they tell us this committees do not sit in institutions, and it is a true reflection of our software reporting, because when you look on the death rate of workers in KZN, you will see that the most of them fall on the category of vulnerable employees, which we should have had a plan through this risk assessment committee, because That committee's responsibility is to ensure that when people say, I'm having these comorbidities, they apply through that committee and they get assisted in saying, how will they be protected during COVID? So because these committees don't sit, the vulnerable issue in the province has not been attended because the committee responsible is not asked by the department seniors to say, are you complying in all institutions? Hence, you find the situation where the whole thing now is collapsing because people are dying. Then you go to the department to say, now a person has died. What is your plan? There is no plan. People are not replaced who are dying. People who are retiring during this time are not replaced. Then you have these additional patients that are flowing into hospitals. There seems to be no plan of saying, how will you cater with the load of patients that are coming?
Let me ask this. Are there any particular parts or areas of KZN which are of concern to you as Danosa in terms of the issues that you are highlighting now?
We have to be honest that it is not all doom and gloom in the province. There are institutions that are doing very well, but those institutions form maybe only 40% of the hospitals in the province because we are still having this problem of arrogant CEOs, because some of these things are at their doorstep where they should ensure that they happen. The province will issue a directive to say this is what should happen, but to find some CEOs who are still having that arrogancy attitude to say, I'm the CEO. They take these stupid decisions, and when they backfire, they then hide and blame our nurses. Out of 11 districts, we will say we are having a serious problem with 7 of them because of the leadership in those districts that then infiltrate down to the CEOs. I'll make an example of a decision that was taken at a provincial level that during the pandemic, the management of all institutions must not take leave during December and January so that they give support to the staff and ensure that all what is needed happen. But some district managers allow CEOs to go on leave while our members were left behind to see for themselves to say, how do they deal with issues? That is the attitude we are saying we have a problem with, because there are institutions or districts that are still mismanaged by these CEOs.
And have you reached out to the health MEC, that's Nomagugu Simelane Zulu? And I should note that he has praised healthcare workers for continuing the fight against COVID, saying that they sincerely appreciate the profoundly good work that is being done by our tireless frontline workers and staff across the board to help the province square up to this pandemic. Have you reached out to her office at all?
We must appreciate the intervention now and then that the MEC does. But our problem is that it seems like what should be done by the administrator of the department, which is the HOD, does not happen. That is a problem with this province, because it seems like we must always shout to the MEC with a political hate on administrative issues. We have a problem with that, because it should not be the MEC all the time who must go and shout that things must be done correct. It is the HOD. But the HOD also keeps to keep a blind eye on these things. We raise these things with him on daily basis, but there seems to be very less actions that are taken against institutions who are doing these things. We will give him information and say, this is what is happening in this hospital. We expect that there might be a problem, but he'll just tell you, we'll look into it. We have to say we appreciate the trials that the MEC is doing. Because when we report these things to the MEC, she don't keep quiet. She'll come back to us and say, this is what we have done on that matter. But if you see these things, raise it with the HOD. You raise it with the HOD, it will take 4 weeks to deal with one matter. Now, that is where our main problem is. But we have to appreciate the interventions now and then of the MEC, which we think it is incorrect.
Africa's leading security company wants to ensure you have a safe festive season by providing you with these important vehicles.